please get in touch with us on 097-220-4772. Remember to take part in this program. As a man or woman of God, you need to call 097-220-4772. In the beginning, terms and conditions apply.
Lifeway Short is not just a drink. Imagine starting your day with the uplifting energy of baobab, the tangy goodness of tamarind, the calming touch of aloe vera, the spicy kick of ginger, and the healthy richness of beetroot. Zero added sugar, each Lifeway shot is crafted with nature's purest ingredients. These powerful ingredients work together to support your wellness goals, whether you're looking to boost your immunity, improve your digestion, or simply feel more vibrant every day. Lifeway shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Zambians mourn ECL. SEC nabs 5 RTSL officers. Trump hits 10 African countries with travel ban and restrictions.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
The details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. Zambia is in mourning following the passing of former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, a towering figure in the country's political landscape who served as head of state from 2015 to 2021. News of his death confirmed by his daughter Tasila Lungu Mwansa and the family lawyer Makebe Zulu has sent shockwaves through the nation, prompting an outpouring of grief, reflection and national unity. He passed away today, Thursday the 5th of June 2025 at Med Clinic Med Forum Hospital in Pretoria, South Africa, where he was receiving specialized treatment. Dr. Lungu served as president of Zambia from January 2015 to August 2021, having first assumed office following the death of President Michael Chirufya-Sata. He led the Patriotic Front PF and was re-elected in 2016 before losing to President Hakainde Hichilema in the 2021 general election. During his tenure, he oversaw major infrastructure expansion and economic reforms, but also faced criticism over rising debt levels, human rights concerns, and democratic backsliding. Since leaving office, he remained a polarizing but influential figure in the Zambian politics. For now, we cross over to the PF Secretariat.
I would bring different news. I was praying to God that I should come with different news. But God has not permitted it. As all of you have already heard from the announcement from Honorable Tasila Lungu Mwansa, it is true. It is true. Edgar Chagwa Lungu is no more.
We continue with the news. Now, local government and road development minister Gift Sialuvalo has clarified his recent remarks on street vending, stating they were taken out of context by sections of other media. Other reports quoted Mr. Sialuvalo as saying that street vendors should not be harassed and should not be allowed to operate freely, enjoying the peace they voted for under the UPND administration. However, during a press briefing this afternoon, the minister clarified that his comments made during a recent visit to Kolima Tower were misinterpreted. He reiterated that the government's position on street vending remains unchanged, emphasizing that marketeers must continue operating within designated trading spaces and not revert to the street vending. Mr. Sialuvalo further highlighted ongoing construction works at Simon Mwalen Market, describing them as part of the government's broader efforts to provide sufficient and organized trading spaces for vendors.
To a place you know very well deep down your heart to say this is, I had a genuine place to trade from, now you want to break the law. So if it is true that some people, some of my fellow traders have left their designated places, there is no one above the law. By now, dear colleagues, what we should have been talking of is those who want to trade, those who want to make a living from trading, but they don't have trading spaces. Those are the people I felt as a ministry to working together with the Lusaka City Council. Next week, we should have a meeting with them. Of course, they should not be harassed.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested five officers from the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, for corruption-related offences involving bribery, unlawful issuance of driving licences and test certificates without proper inspections. ACC Acting Director General Pauline Soko confirmed that the arrest followed investigations into allegations that the officers were soliciting and accepting bribes for motorists and overlooking traffic offences. She further disclosed that the suspect also issued the driving test certificates and licenses without conducting required physicals in violation of the Road Traffic Act, Chapter 464 of the Laws of Zambia. The officers arrested are Janet Chisha, Registry Clerk, Joel Banda, Examiner, Roda Chieso, Road Traffic Inspector, Constance Masupelo, Road Traffic Inspector, and Leah Kunda Kashia. Ms. Soko stated that all five have since been released on bond and will appear in court soon, stressing that such misconduct reflects a disregard for public safety and accountability.
The Anti-Corruption Commission has today, 5th June 2025, arrested five Road Transport and Safety Agency RATSA officers for corrupt practices. The officers were arrested following investigation on allegations of soliciting and accepting bribes from motorists or overlooking traffic offences, issuing test certificates without physical inspection. They were also issuing licences and providing other favours contrary to the Road Traffic Act, Chapter 464, of the laws of Zambia.
Meanwhile, RTSA Chief Executive Officer Amon Mwemba reaffirmed the agency's zero tolerance policy on corruption, noting that RTSA continues to collaborate with law enforcement agencies to address rampant corruption within its ranks. Mr. Mwemba emphasized the need for urgent action to restore public trust and uphold integrity within the institution.
And other investigative agencies, in closing these investigations, and that we do take these findings very, very seriously as an agency. It has taken months of high-level investigations and consultations for us to get to this point, and we will continue to work towards rooting out any bad eggs within the agency. We, as the RTSA, will not condone, or protect any individuals found wanting for soliciting malpractice and corruption in the delivery of RATSA services to members of the public. As we are an institution that is guided by principles of accountability, transparency, and integrity.
The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAO, has welcomed the decision by the ZCCMIH Investment Holdings to diversify its mineral investment portfolio, describing the move as long overdue. ZCCMIH, which has traditionally concentrated on copper mining, recently announced $50 million US investment in a phosphate project, signaling a strategic shift aimed at broadening Zambia's mineral base.